Okay, you're on.
Good. Is there a motion about a recess back for public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now back in regular session for public hearing. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. That is turned on.
I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings at this time. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendations made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. The council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the P&Z Commission's recommendations to the Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Mr. President, today we have three matters coming before us, and they're all by the same applicant. So for timing's sake, it's easier to hear all of them presented at one time, but of course, we'll have to vote on them separately. So the first one is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 132-2-264, also changes zone number 1910 and conditional use number 2212. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you, Mr. President.
ordinance number 20-06 is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan from a low density area to a developing area. Change of zone number 1910, Brickyard Apartments LLC, is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek, 100 Sussex County, containing 3.093 acres more or less. And application CU2212, Brickyard Apartments LLC, is a ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multi-family 48 apartments to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek, 100 Sussex County, containing 5.05 acres more or less. All three matters relate to property lying on the north side of Brickyard Road, approximately 0.3 miles southeast of Sussex Highway, that's Route 13, with a tax parcel ID of District 132, Map 2, Parcel 264. The 911 address is 9329 Brickyard Road, Seaford. Submitted into the record for Ordinance 20-06, we have a copy of the ordinance, a copy of the State Plus response dated January 6, 2021. Submitted into the record for Change of Zone 1910, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, a copy of comments received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, a copy of written comments received from Delaware Department of Transportation, and a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have also received one letter in support. In submitted into the record for application CU2212, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter from the applicant's attorney, a copy of written comments received from the Delaware Department of Transportation, and a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We've also received a letter from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and submitted to the record, we have one letter in support. All three matters were subject to hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of January 7th of this year. At its meeting of January 21st of this year, the Commission recommended that Ordinance 20-06 be adopted for the six reasons outlined within the motion. And application, the Commission also recommended at the same meeting that Change of Zone 1910 be approved for the nine reasons outlined within the motion. And the Commission also recommended that application CU2212 also be recommended for approval for the seven reasons and subject to the 14 recommended conditions outlined within the motion. Copies of those motions and the minutes of those meetings are included in the three memos before Council. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Pardee.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the County Council. For the record, my name is John Pardee. I'm an attorney with the law firm Behrman Dallas Brockstedt, offices at 1413 Savannah Road in Lewis, Delaware, and I'm pleased to present to you on behalf of the applicant, Brickyard Apartments LLC. Thank you, Mr. Moore, Mr. Whitehouse, for the introduction. This is a relatively straightforward application, not very complicated, so I'll try to keep it relatively brief and not bore you by delving too far into the weeds. With me today are Mr. Billy Betts, principal representative of the applicant, and also Ms. Sherry Hochstedler from GMB, who is here to answer any questions you might have about the design of the project. There are really only 8 points that I would make to you that are all very simple. First, the revised designation of this property under the comprehensive plan and the proposed rezoning are in fact consistent with the comprehensive plan. The staff report supports that, and the Planning and Zoning Commission agreed. Number two, approving this application would resolve a split zoning of the property that currently exists. And that's a condition that, frankly, the law abhors and tries to correct whenever it can. The front of this property is already appropriately zoned for the proposed use, and this application will make the entire property consistent. Number three, approval of this project would help meet the county's affordable housing objectives, which is obviously very important, especially in this critical time. Number four, all of the requisite infrastructure is already in place, and this is an appropriate area for this use. Number five, the applicant is agreeable to all of the conditions. I would point out that, and this is in your packet, we had asked that condition eight J on the conditional use 2212 be amended slightly. That condition, as originally written and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission, provided that there shall be an on-site management office within the community. This property is already approved by a manufactured housing community on adjacent property owned by the same ownership group. And so what we've asked is that language be added to that condition that would say, provided that so long as the owner of the adjoining property presently improved by a manufactured housing community, MHC, shall approve and permit such an arrangement, the management office for the community may be located on the site of the adjoining MHC property. Otherwise, the management office must be located on site within the community. And frankly, that's just a matter of operational convenience and efficiency. They already have an office of sufficient size on the adjoining property owned by the same ownership group, and they would like to try to coordinate and have all of their management in the same office. So that's a tweak that we asked for condition 8J. I don't believe that the staff has any objection to that. The understanding, of course, is that if the ownership separates at some point in time and that condition can no longer be satisfied, then of course they would have to place a management office on site, and that's perfectly fine. Sixth, the Office of State Planning Coordination supports the application. Seventh, the staff and Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval. And eight is simply we would respectfully request your favorable consideration. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
First, Mr. Pardee, if you would, at your convenience, email your proposed tweak to 8J, I would appreciate it, please.
Absolutely.
Or give me a hard copy of one of the two.
Yeah, I'd be happy to give you a copy today.
Thank you.
Mr. Bourne, is this hearing right now just on the ordinance, or just everything?
No, the hearing is combined on all.
Okay.
And just to make the record clear, Mr. President, good question. I would ask that my comments be incorporated into the record for all three applications out of a matter of efficiency, so you don't have to hear me say the same thing three times. Thank you.
Okay. Were there any questions from council?
I got a question up here.
Nope. I got a couple questions.
A couple, I guess, a clarification first thing. Under change of zone, where it was the commission made a motion to approve for the following reasons, and reason three says the parcel is very close to Miss Bounder City of Seaford. I'm not sure what you mean by very close. It's about 4 miles from the City of Seaford.
Mr. President, you are absolutely correct.
This is in Blades. outside of Blades. So that needs to be struck somehow because it's nowhere near Miss Bounder City of Seaford, just as a clarification, I guess, more than anything else. And my next question is probably under conditional use. Condition 8, C and D.
And I see in here where they've got some kind of agreement with the owners of mobile gardens to take care of the wastewater and provide them drinking water. Does this piece of property have a CPC in on it?
Mr. President, good question. If I may ask Ms. Hockstedler to come forward, she can answer that question. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. No, we got to clean it off. We got to be safe up here.
Yep.
And the reason we're not wearing masks is because of all this.
Gotcha.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Step on up here.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Sherry Hostedler. I am a representative of George Miles and Buer. The engineer on this project is Judy Schwartz. I'm the designer on the project, so I'm hoping I can answer your questions the best that I can.
Okay.
So your question is...
Does anybody have a CPC on this piece of property?
And that's in reference to the DENREC permit, correct?
A CPC is in reference to... Probably Public Service Commission, in other words, to put water somewhere, you've got to have a CPC on a piece of property granted by Public Service Commission to grant you the authority to do that.
To either Artesian or...
Artesian, Tidewater, Town of Blades, somebody.
They have the permit through Mobile Gardens, MHP, so I don't have any permit numbers here.
I think I'm correct in this. They can't, because Mobile Gardens says they will provide water, you can't do that without having a CPC on that piece of property, granted by Public Service Commission, and the same thing with wastewater. You can't just say, we're going to provide you wastewater services. That goes through DENREC. You got to have permits. You got to have a way of DENREC saying that your facility, your plant, will handle that offsite, and that they'll allow you to do that.
I believe that we do have that number, sir, but I don't have that present with me today.
Okay, I mean, that's what I would like to see. I'd like to see presented from, I guess, Mobile Gardens.
Sure.
That they have applied to DENREC and they have authorized them to provide wastewater services to this site.
Okay.
And the Public Service Commission has granted them authority for a CPCN for water.
Okay.
Drinking water.
And would that be part of the site process as we go through with the county?
Well, here's my concern. My concern is, right now, there's no water and sewer there except whatever. So Mobile Gardens just says, we're going to do this. We grant this, it moves forward, we put conditions, and then down the road, something comes up and they can't get authorization from DENREC and or Public Service Commission to get water and or wastewater. Then where are we? And the county is going to have, sometime before long, sewer up on Route 13.
Mm-hmm.
Not down where they are. I don't want to see the county get into a position where we, all of a sudden, there's a disaster and we've got apartments built and no water or sewer.
Sure.
And they're going to look on the county to send them water and sewer down there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I would like to see before the fact, DENREC says, yep, we reviewed this, we're okay with this, they can provide wastewater service here, they can provide them drinking water over here, so the Public Safety Commission says.
So as our first submission to the Planning and Zoning of Sussex County, can we include that letter from DENREC so that...
Sure. I'd like to see DENREC's authorization for Mobile Gardens to provide wastewater services for this piece of property.
Got it.
And a letter from the Public Service Commission saying they're authorizing Mobile Gardens to provide drinking water to this piece of property.
Okay.
Just trying to keep us from getting behind the eight ball and we can't catch up and all of a sudden the county's stuck with some kind of a bill to run water and sewer down there because they can't get anything
else.
Sure,
understood.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Thank you. And I'm sure if they've got that, they can get that, and it won't be a big deal, so.
Mr. President, if I may, I believe this project's been through PLUS, it's been to the PLUS committee, is that right? Sherry?
That was part of the future land use map change.
Okay. So this issue has not yet been identified by DENREC as a problem.
Right.
But I understand your concern, sir. So if I may respectfully suggest that should you grant favorable consideration of this application, we just make that part of the condition that you pointed out, 8C and D would have to be confirmed with evidence of a letter from DENREC or the Public Service Commission confirming wastewater and drinking water.
Okay. Well, probably, we'll see what else is being said. I think what I'm probably going to suggest, it's my district, I'm going to suggest we're going to defer it.
Sure.
And hope that we can get some quick answers. And if not, we can always come back and place conditions and grant that in part of conditions.
Right.
Maybe something very easy to provide us with.
It's my understanding that it's not a problem, but we need to confirm that for you.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Were there any other questions from council?
No.
Mr. Pardee, did you have any other witnesses or anything else you wanted to present at this time?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Just one quick point. We did have a letter of support from a neighbor that's in the record.
Yep.
And through the public hearings that we've had thus far, there's been no community opposition.
Sure.
So thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here today in the room that would like to speak in favor of these applications? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today in the room that would like to speak in opposition to these applications? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, is there anyone that's listening in remotely that would like to comment either pro or con on these applications?
If anyone has joined through the conference line and would like to speak on the matter, please dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star.
Thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, but based on comments, I think that the council would want to leave the record open for the purposes of getting the information that you had indicated.
Correct. Correct. We will close public hearing, and we will leave public record open. I guess by motion we should do that.
Yes, and what I'll do is read the short title on each one,
yep.
And then as part of that, move to leave the record open for those purposes. The first, Your Honor, was on the amending the map itself. It's an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 132-2.00-264, portion thereof, for reasons given by planning zoning numbers 1-6.
Okay. I would, it's in my district, obviously, I would make the motion that we would defer and leave it open, public record open, until we get the documentation from DENREC and Public Safety, Public Service Commission on the two items I suggested.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
We have a motion to second. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes. Next, sir.
And the next is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.093 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1-9.
Same thing, I will close the public hearing, and I will make a motion that we defer and leave the public record open until we get the documentation from DENREC that Mobile Gardens can in fact provide the wastewater service, and from Public Service Commission that they can in fact provide drinking water.
Second.
Motion, my motion, second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. And last?
And the last is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily 48 apartments to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.05 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1-7 with conditions 8A through N.
And the same thing again, we will close the public hearing, and I will make a motion that we defer and leave public record open to get the documentation that has been referenced in the two previous motions. Have a second?
Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Green. Okay. We got it. My motion, second, Mrs. Green. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you. And there are no other public hearings scheduled, Mr. President.
Okay. And hopefully, my hope is that they have these documentation somewhere that you can gather pretty quickly. If you cannot gather these and there's going to be whatever it is, if you would be in touch with Mr. Whitehouse, let them know where we are, what's going on. We would probably consider maybe closing the record because there's no documents to get, and trying to do something with conditions of approval that can sit there until you can get it done. So we're not trying to shut things down. We want to make sure we do it right so we don't come back with some all shucks. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.
Charlie.